Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello and welcome to Saturday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. So happy to be here with all of you. If any of you folks think Jimbo and I don't have much for a life, well, maybe we just love doing this so much that we work it into our schedule as much as we possibly can. So I want to thank everybody, the blog talkers. We love having you. And we see, because they show us, that so many of you come from distant places all over the world. That's great. Makes us feel good to know you're out there and you're listening. And then also to our Facebookers who join us on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, where all you got to do is pop in there. You'll meet some really nice people. And the bonus is get to watch us live as we're streaming. Yeah, that way you get to see us in action. Now, just as a reminder, I'm using ordinary playing cards, which I am right now holding up to our Facebook audience so they can see them. So it's important to remember this is not tarot that in terms of the readings we're giving, not oracle card readings, but you're going to get an oracle card from Jimbo, and he'll tell you more about that in a minute. And you will be able to call in for a reading, and if we get into a lull in the process, we will turn to Facebook. Okay. And I want to remind everyone also that we will use a 24-card layout for each of your readings. I love to use my, this is my tried and true, the layout that my grandmother taught me. And it really gives me a very good look at you intuitively, what's been happening in your life. Is your life a roller coaster? Is it running like a smooth ribbon of silk? Or are you just hoping that some really great things are on the horizon for you? And we will get to that. And we're doing something a little bit special tonight. But first, let's hear from Jimbo.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only.
Yes.
We'd also like to remind everybody out there in all various platforms, if you're international, let us know and we'll give you live international shout outs like we are to nobody right now. That will change. They will come. The international folks, they shall show up. Let's go over that number, 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in to get your reading. When you call in, and I tested, if you see me on the phone at the beginning of the show, Facebookers can see that. Excuse me. If you call in, you'll hear a whole music. If it's early, you hear the show. If it's showtime, if you hear nothing, hang up, call back. Very simple. Facebookers, we make no promises. If there's gaps in the phone calls, we'll definitely turn to you folks. We can't promise you a time or anything, but we'll let you know if that happens, and it will be a messenger variety call, audio video to Deborah, if we do that. But don't do anything unless we say something. We'll make it very clear. If it's not clear, it's not. We didn't tell you to do it. We're very clear on that. I had something to say, but it fell off my brain.
No, bring it back right now.
Yeah, that's easy.
Bring it.
Well, let's just finish the spiel first of all. For the folks out there in all platforms, if you're getting a free reading from us, when you hear that harp, that means your reading is being concluded. It's done, finished. Let it end. It's cool. We gotta go. We got a lot of other folks come on because we almost always have to end the show, and there's still callers there. So the more we get in, the better, happier everybody is. And I shall slam this horrible person here right now. Anyway, when you hear the harps, like I said, that means not only, A, it means the important part is it means your reading is coming to an end so we can move on. But before you depart, I shall give you a single card. It's an oracle card. I said this is should be the Angels of Abundance, the oracle card. So I will read you one single card, and then we will move on to the next call.
Crystal, time to go bye-bye.
Yep, gone. A double whammy, too.
Yeah.
I block them in here, and then I go on the page and finish them off on your webpage.
It's a shame because a lot of these people seem to have what appear to be legit Facebook pages.
Well, obviously, they're not legit if they're scamming like that. They're out for the big, they're out to crank up numbers for money. It's all they care about if they're doing that. What is tonight for us? Tonight is our daylights, the end of daylight saving time. So the clocks are going back, so we get an extra hour of sleep.
Oh, God.
Yeah, baby.
That is.
Except, you know what? In the dog's mind, they don't
know
about that.
They have their own clocks that never change.
So if they got to go out, they go out, but we can go back to bed. That was my big important announcement that I almost saw out of my brain, but it did come back. Daylight saving time thing.
That's right, and thanks for reminding.
The clock. Well, what nice is?
What?
There's very few clocks in the house that you have to set anymore. A lot of them are, like, a lot of the computers set themselves. My smartwatch sets itself.
Yeah.
Your phone sets itself. The only thing that doesn't is because our appliances, they're smart, but they're not that internet smart. They
That's
have computers
right.
and stuff, but they don't set themselves. So we got to set like six things. There's like two, three clocks, and then three kitchen appliances, I guess. But we'll survive. We can set those.
All right.
I will survive. That is it. You have anything before we go? You did say you wanted to talk about. Is there something special
yeah,
going on with the show?
Yeah, something tonight.
That's what I was going to say.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
This isn't really, we've done butterfly effect readings in the past. And this isn't really like that. I mean, it's a little bit different. The question's going to be, and you can still ask your own question, but I will pose the question to you. If you could change your life, what about it would that change be? Okay. So if you're, let's say you don't have any money, people would wish for more money.
Money.
And I would check to see, would you be happier if you did have more money? Amazingly, these cards are pretty sharp. A lot of times they will definitely indicate not love and not happiness.
No, but it can take a lot of stress off.
Yeah, but we'll just see what comes up. Okay, we'll see.
We'll see
and
what
I
we
guess,
can see.
I guess on that note.
On that note,
yeah,
we shall go to our first caller.
Okay.
This is area code 306, which Google says is up in Canada. 306, welcome to the show.
Hello. Glad to have you with us.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I've called in before.
Awesome.
Okay, what is your name, hon? What is your first name?
Nancy.
Nancy.
From Canada, international shout out.
We remember you. Sure we do. How's everything going?
So. And I was going to say, like, where I am, we don't do daylight savings.
Interesting.
Like, we don't have to change our...
Yeah,
I think it's stupid.
Yeah, they do it down here from, you know, below you. And Europe does it, well, Europe or UK.
No, even states, a lot of states, I think Indiana did participate at one point. International shout out to Rachel in Australia.
Yes. And Rachel's listening, and she says a message for you, Nancy, that you have strong energy. Rachel's very talented. Yeah, very talented. Very gifted.
Is she now?
I'm going to get her on the show one of these days. You watch. Yes, I will.
Pure energy.
Okay.
Matter without form.
Okay. Thank you there, Spock. So, okay, Nancy, tell me what's happening. What you want us to look at, and then I'll ask you the burning question.
You know, like with my son, and he's got that little girl now.
Yes.
And now he's back with the little girl's mother dating. good relationship, and is it going to last?
Oh, that's awesome.
It's a million-dollar question right there. Yes, it is. That is a pretty big question.
Well, a new life came from this relationship.
It does, it doesn't. That we all know what that means and doesn't mean.
Well, they were together, and then right after the baby was born, they broke up, and then he didn't see the baby for like 7 months.
Yeah, see, that's a lot of.
And
lot
now
of
they're back
there.
Together. So
well,
I'm just relationship or.
Yeah, we want to know if this is going to be an on and off. Is it going to end?
Yeah.
She's putting the cards down. She'll let you know what the cards tell you about the
Nancy,
the staying power, the longevity of this relationship.
Yeah.
She'll let you know.
Are you able to be involved with your grandchild?
Not yet. I haven't been.
Well, good luck with that. From one granny to another. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks.
If she was your
dog.
And
I know you haven't seen some, right?
Oh, yes, that's right. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 grandchildren that are not in my life. And for the longest time, I kept sending these presents. And I would never get a thank you. And after a while, I thought, what am I doing? These children don't even know me. And so I had to speak to my son in each case and say, not going to put, these children need to know who the heck I am. All right, here's your situation. Your son is banking on this relationship. He wants to do everything he can to make it stay and make it be great. You know what I mean? He's got his heart all in. But, now we turn to the girl. She's frustrated and not happy. And very soon, I think she's going to give him some ultimatums. She might wait till after Christmas for all the, you know, the goodies to come in. And this is when I think she may be saying, you know, we all know she's very materialistic, as we've talked about in your previous readings. She's going to want more from him, more basically of everything. I don't think this girl can ever become happy. All right. And your son, he's potentially facing a real broken heart here twice, like before. So, love is love, and the rest of us, we can't kick somebody for loving too much or too hard. And I think he's going to learn something big from this and probably become bitter for a while, which, Jim, I bet you'd say that's not such a bad thing.
What, being bitter? Why would I say that?
Because it could keep him from repeating the same mistake.
Yeah, I mean, there's a fine line between being bitter and just being cautious, too, you know. Some people can think, well, you must be bitter because you don't just rush in like a fool. Well, you know, that's why they call it like a fool. You know, you shouldn't do that. But, yeah, learn by doing.
Nothing wrong with being cautious.
There's nothing wrong with being cautious.
Well, and one thing I want to mention to you, there is a female in your son's background who's madly in love with him. She would give anything. She's with some other guy, but she'd give anything to have your son. So we'll have to watch that little soap opera and see how that goes. Because this girl, she would take him in a little basket and make him the happiest man in the world. So it'd be nice to see. Yeah.
So the one he's in isn't going to last.
Well, he's doing everything he can to make her happy. She just is. I keep hearing the word more. She wants more, more, more of just about everything. And frankly, I think she has a hard time keeping her knees crossed. You know what I mean?
International shout out to Virgil in the land of UK, England.
Yeah.
You going to ask her a question before we do this?
Yes, I'm going to ask her right now. I'll just reshuffle when we do
that. You have to do the cards again?
Yeah, I want to do this.
Oh, okay.
So let me ask you, Nancy, if you could change your life in any way, what would that be? And then I'm going to look at the cards and see what they have to say about that. Okay.
What
would I do? Would you like to travel? Would you like to have more money?
Yeah, like still waiting on the will, and if I get the money, I would love to travel.
Can't there be anything done? I mean, my sister and I were waiting out our father's will, too, and the inheritance that he left for us. And my sister finally hired a rogue lawyer. And he went storming into the other side's law office, and he got ugly and said, cut the damn checks now. And yupper, wills were coming out, and, you know, it turned out. But
all right.
Anyway. All right. Let's take a quick look. Okay.
So, but you know, what was the specific question you asked? I thought you said as if you could have done something different in your life.
She'd like to travel and see.
Well, that has nothing to do with something done different. She could still do that because she says she has a will.
I just hope she lives long enough to see the proceeds.
No, you didn't. So we're not looking at if she had wanted to do something different in her life.
If she'd have taken on a life with a lot of travel in it, could have been through a job.
Oh, I missed that. I just thought she wanted to travel like now going forward. Okay.
Yeah, sometimes it's interesting to know.
International shout out to Suzanne in Scotland. Sorry.
That's okay. Good to have you guys with us.
Yes, we knew the international folks would come rocking in hard. Because they are the rockers. It's the UK invasion. British invasion.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you. You would have faced a lot of opposition from family. Especially it appears it would be a part of have to do with a job. Like maybe being a flight attendant. Or you would travel as a administrative assistant for somebody. Or, you know, or in the world. Now, one of my clients works in the corporate office of the NBA, and she must travel a lot with the team when they go to like camp.
Not everybody in that part of the business has to travel.
No, well, she does.
Okay, I'm just saying, but there's a lot of people that work in the office.
Well, you're an ornery little cuss tonight, aren't you?
Not ornery, I'm just putting that out. The whole team doesn't fucking travel when they get on the road.
They go off for training or practice.
The players and the coaches and stuff, but there's a million people that never leave the big main headquarters.
Well,
that's
she
all.
Goes there.
That's all, I was just saying, yeah.
She's a
right.
family liaison.
That's why then.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, but... Okay. Some people think that everybody in the sports, they know everybody packs up and goes on their own. It's like, there's a million people that don't.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I feel that it would have been difficult if you would have had a traveling life earlier on. So, in essence, you're right where you should be. And travel will still come. I see it. You can never get, you know, what you got coming. And you're not the only one. We get called by a lot of people that are waiting on wills, waiting on inheritances, you know. And as for you, I think it's going to come. 2024 is likely to be your year. So let's hold on to that. All right?
Springtime, I think.
Pardon me? What?
I said it's probably springtime. Like around May or something.
Remind me, do you have a partner?
Totally ignore her.
No.
well, this fella just fell on the floor. And Grandma always said, if it falls on the floor, it's coming to the door. And this is a King of Hearts. And this is showing himself as your future mate. And boy, oh boy, Nancy, that you couldn't ask for a better suit to represent somebody.
All right.
That'd be nice because my past ones have been horrible.
Yeah, you know, you can't. Sometimes you don't know what you're getting into until it's too late when it comes to that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Especially when they
always say it's a learning experience.
Well, and a lot of times, it's, you know, they are turds that wrap themselves up in nice, pretty little shiny paper, and you don't know there's a turd there until it's too late. So.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth?
They're good at disguising and putting on a show, almost like actors and actresses a lot of times. All right. Here is your oracle card. It's the Angels of Abundance.
Okay.
That's the theme, and the subject is no more complaining. Now, complaints are affirmations of victimhood, which is never truly spiritual. Take back your God-given power by affirming that you have an abundance of choices and freedom. With your increased confidence and assertiveness, watch these positive affirmations blossom into reality.
Wow.
So it's like a be positive and not negative is the big picture there.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, I mean, because, it's
so
okay
be
to
be positive
crisis.
And good things will come.
Yeah, that eventually they will, and you have to have faith is the big one. That's the other F word. That's not a bad one to say, faith. But yeah.
Well, Nancy, wonderful to hear from you. I hope
Wunderbar.
You give us a call again soon. I'd love to, stay up on things.
Yes, thank
you
for holding me in caller number one and waiting very, very patiently. She was on like at the stroke of quarter two or really close to right when you can get on. So that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I want to mention to all of you, doing the question we're doing tonight, I'll use this as an example. Let's say I want to know the on and off high school boyfriend who has called me over the years and told me he loved me, but he was never, ever, ever going to move to Virginia because he's a sportsman and he likes his outdoorsy
Who are you talking
stuff.
About?
But I don't want to say the name because they might watch.
Well, anyway... You know, 90% of this, well, not 90, probably 75% of the state is very outdoors. There's mountains and wilderness and stuff. You're thinking of, like, Hampton Roads and Northern Virginia.
But there's the Boundary Waters. There's Canada right there. I mean.
No. I'm just saying, in general, we have all that shit here, too. You just got to live not exactly where we are.
Yeah, like Ray's told us, saying sports boy. Very much so. But,
I got out all of my system
and
for you.
When I was married for the first time, his friends had to hold him back. He wanted to burst into my wedding. You know, the part where they say, does anybody here have any reason or just cause? He wanted to bust in right then. Would have been a nightmare. But I have done this question in preparation for the show. No, it would have been horrible. Absolutely horrible.
International shout out to Terry Sue in the UK.
Debbie Sue.
All right. Let's keep on.
Don't say that, Virgil. Don't say twat is a bad word here.
And he masked it so that Facebook wouldn't nail him.
Don't they go after those two?
Yeah, they're not really good with mass vulgarity. They're not good with that at all. Remember AOL, actually, that was a TOS violation, masked vulgarity. They would have reported you. They didn't have any bots back that are for algorithms.
AOL?
Yeah, way back in the 90s. But if somebody reported you, masked vulgarity, where you put little symbols like that in, you could still get in trouble on AOL if somebody complained and cried. All right, let's keep on. All right? It don't come easy. They're going to crucify me. All right, let's go... Let's go to another state. This is the great state of Ohio. 216 Ohio. Welcome
Hello,
to the show.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Yes. We are speaking to whom? Or who?
This is Desmond.
Hey, Desmond. I just talked about you today.
Did you?
Yes, to you.
Did you?
I said, I wonder if we'll hear from Desmond again soon.
Was I awake?
You were dealing with the big appliance.
I'm dealing with a big major freezer overhaul, and I didn't hear her say, I wonder if Desmond's going to call in. Well, of course I didn't hear that.
I don't know why you came on my mind. I think it's because we were talking about the butterfly effect.
Yes.
And you.
I do remember that.
You actually did. Your path intersected with that woman from
my little
past.
Dim light bulb.
Yeah.
I remember that conversation that you brought up about him. Yep.
Yeah, remember? No.
It does. I remember it was a guy.
Yeah.
I remember that was a big thing. All right. Well, anyway, let's not take up his time.
Well, we have a person on Facebook. She's asking, did you go to the Ohio State University? I don't know why she's asking.
No, I didn't.
He did not, Catherine.
She's saying that because
what?
That's what they always say. They don't say, like, a lot of times, hey, where'd you go? I went to Penn State. They say, I went to the Ohio State University.
Okay.
He just says that on the big, that's an OSU thing.
Well, Desmond, what brings you to us this evening?
Oh, I started a new job next week. Cause I put my 2-week notice in this week, so I start a new job next week. I want to know how that's going to go for me.
Hey,
interesting. Okay.
Can you tell us what your new job is, just for curiosity?
It's called an ingredient handler. So I work at like a food industry place, and I might cook or I might make the dough, whatever it goes into the grocery store. Something like, if you would, I think like maybe like, I don't work for Nestle, but it's something like that, like making the food that goes out to the grocery store in the freezer.
Sounds good. To me, sometimes jobs like this that have a lot of activity are, to me, seem very fun.
Well, the nice thing is usually when you're doing that kind of stuff, the day goes by fast.
Yeah.
Quick, fast, boom, bam.
Right.
So so that's a good question. You want to know if he's, I guess you thought enough about it that you made the leap to it, so that's cool. You made the decision to give it a shot.
Yeah.
He did the notice thing. That's not always nice when you give good notice.
Right, what happens?
Well, it's just a good thing. It's just you don't burn a bridge sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes
yeah.
Some employers, you know, you can go back to. So let's say you can't always, but a lot of them you can go back to because they understand. If it's a good employer, they understand that you're looking to better yourself, get more money. But a lot of times they really say, you know, if you ever want to come back, sometimes they'll actually tell you that. Just let us know. But all right, cards are down.
Okay, first of all, I want to mention to you that one of our regular fans from England, he's a very nice gentleman. He is saying, very best of luck to you, Desmond. So,
all right.
Yeah. I also want to tell you,
thanks.
You are going to be working with somebody who has a very difficult personality. It's a man. And he thinks he is God in that particular shop or, you know, where you are.
Yeah, some places don't like anybody new, which is stupid.
Yep. You're going to be put through your paces and don't let your temper get away from you because that's what he wants. He wants to show you how, or the others too, how much of an authority figure he is. But they're all on to him. They know that he's an ass. So try to just take it in stride, you know. Eventually, I feel you will not be connected to him for very long. This might be the guy training you, you know, showing you the ropes and all. But just, you know, let it be water off a duck's back for you.
Yeah, you know, sometimes when you first start, it's like a little mini boot camp thing.
It kind of is.
You just roll that. People are jerks. People want to talk to you like you don't know how to tie your shoes. You just roll with it for a while, and eventually, a lot of times, that shit just goes away.
I agree. So, I would like to ask you that question. Now, I know we answered the butterfly effect.
Oh, yeah, back to him now. Yes, that's right, you did.
And by the way, that job is going to go places for you.
So, you see, the big answer is it looks good right now.
I think it looks good.
There you go.
Just for this.
Yep. But, you know, there's not everything's sunshine and
rainbows
and all that crap. So yeah, right. As long as it looks good, picture, that's what matters. All right, ask Deb.
All right, the question is, if you could change your life, what would it be? And this is like, do you wish you'd have been a world famous rapper or that you inherited millions or something that you wish you could have for your life?
I wish I would have got started with music earlier, like was entrenched with music earlier in my life.
Oh, and so you think you're what, too late in the game for you?
Yeah, maybe next lifetime. Yeah, I mean, I could probably learn how to play the sax or something, but I definitely have a type of music. So ever since I was little, so I wish I got more involved with music, whether it's producing or. Deucing or rapping or anything.
You know what, though? Those like Michael Jackson, Taylor Swift, all of them that get started out real young, sometimes it takes other people to gain all kinds of life experience and wisdom and really know their way around the track in life. So you might be coming right into your prime. Things are changing rapidly.
It's the music industry is a different ballgame.
It is.
I'm just saying you can't necessarily roll in there at 50 years old.
You think
not?
But
here, I'm here now. To, you can't just do that shit.
Well,
you
maybe
can't.
There
you
are
can't
some
do
that.
Do. You know, there's some people that win the freaking $500 billion lottery, too. But that's like, how many people do that? That's all. I know what he's saying. If you start out younger and you get into it at a younger age, you got the odds are better. You have less responsibilities to worry about, so you can take chances. You know, when you get older, you get a lot of bills, and you can't take as many chances.
Right.
When you're 16, 17, you got the whole world in front of you. You can take all the damn chances you want. You don't have any bills. But, yeah, I hear you. I hear you, man. I hear you, my friend. But you can still get into music and love it.
And that's where
it doesn't have to
go.
Be a career, necessarily.
You should go on the other end of it. Rather than performing, but I mean, you could still.
Well, he said producing and stuff too, possibly.
And your kind of show that you would hook up with somebody who's big in the business. And this is saying to me now, right now, and moving into the future, somebody big, you know, who needs a great assistant or somebody that can, you know, like you said, producing. And
in that. In that industry, there's things that everybody, you don't always have to be the guy that everybody sees on stage or on MTV
no.
or whatever. There's so many other people that are doing important things to make that happen and make a lot of money.
And this is going to take you far away.
And they get to use their creativity and nobody even knows it half the time.
I'm going to take a stab here for you, Desmond.
Stab.
Because you just kind of really, you delight us when you call. I'm going to say within 3 years, if you put out little feelers, you know, online, there's a lot of opportunity to connect with people. There's a guy, he's coming through as a King of Spades. He doesn't live here. I'm guessing he's out in Los Angeles. And he is going to really be interested in you. He's got a guy there now, but that guy is starting to get a little, what would you say, like...
I don't know. What is
wishy-washy.
Is he going to explode or something?
He wants to bring in some fresh meat, fresh talent.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. And you never know how doors are going to open for you. So today you're going to make dough or coming up, and you're going to supply stores, right? But tomorrow and the many tomorrows to come, things can change in a big way. I keep thinking like Kanye, because this is what this card is standing out to me as. And he's a guy that if you follow him, he's got his fingers in lots of different pies. So.
Yeah, he's just kind of batshit crazy, but, you know, a lot of people are out there. A lot of them are. A lot of those creative people are kind of, kind of off the rocker a little bit. Guess that's what helps their creativity, I guess.
But
you know,
if they're doing all kinds of things with a clothing line and they got a cologne line and, you know, all this stuff.
That's just smart business.
They need somebody to handle all that.
It's very smart business. That's what that is.
So,
you get into these different things. Yes.
I don't think it would have happened sooner, but I think it can happen in your future. So, and then you're going to meet all these hot women out there. Yeehaw.
Okay.
Yeehaw.
What I'm talking about.
Word up on that. All right, real quick, here is your Angel of Abundance Oracle card. Subject is ask for your needs to be met. God and the angels can come to your aid only if you make a free will choice to be helped. And it begins with asking. It doesn't matter how you ask God for help, but only that you do so. Same holds true with clearly asking other people to assist you. So it's okay to ask is what the big picture is. It's not a sign of weakness. Sometimes it's a sign of you wanting to get stronger and asking for help. To better yourself.
Yeah, and you know, you can put a free resume up on like Indeed.com, and there's some others that they will contact you. So you could just take a stab and see what comes your way, hon.
Yeah, but you have to have something on this.
Well, people get creative with use AI, that chat, what is it called? GPS, the chat thing?
That, I know what you're talking about.
That next up is writing books. So if you take a look into it, you just, well, I'm just saying explore, okay? Don't be afraid to explore. Hey, I'm living my dream, and if I can do it, anybody can. All right.
Word up on that, Des.
All right.
I appreciate that.
Take care. Thank you for
and
holding.
When you make the big time, don't forget us little people, okay?
Remember yeah, I sure
us.
Won't.
Okay, hon. Take care.
All right, thank you.
You know, here's the thing to remember, everybody. You have to look at something called neuro-linguistic programming. You can read a lot of free stuff. You can even take pretty reasonably priced courses. In a nutshell, I like to think of it as if you trust the person who's giving you advice and they tell you that you can accomplish this. It's in front of you. And if you believe them, you're going to make it happen. But that, to me, is what NLP basically says to us.
I don't know what I pushed. Oh, wow, I hit some. I didn't know that I did something really wild by accident.
What
okay.
did you do?
I somehow enabled Microsoft Word to have some kind of microphone talk feature, and I just killed it. Somehow my fingers got crazy on here. Remember, I got my touchpad active right here. So sometimes I actually, you know, I like it active. You don't like yours active. I like it active in case of an emergency. I can move it around.
Oh, no, I don't like the finger.
I like it
the
active.
The finger mouse.
Because, you know what, sometimes I use it. But anyway, it's all preference, you know. Man's pleasure is another man's poison and vice versa. Little extreme of an analogy there. But now, shall we move on? Or do you have any more?
I think we should move on.
Yakety yak.
I'd just like to take a look and maybe catch up.
Yeah,
see
I was
what
just,
the chat
just,
is.
I was just answering. Well, they're just talking. They're saying all bad things about you.
Are they?
I'm kidding. I'm just saying. You're like paranoid. Paranoia may destroy you. That's what the Kinks said.
Who did?
The Kinks.
Yep. Oh, I thought you said
paranoia may destroy you. That's one of my favorite songs of theirs.
Somebody here, Cassandra, would like to know what number to call.
I thought I pinned it, but I just put all the information in, so we're
and
good.
She's a friend of a friend of mine.
A friend of a friend. That's right. You know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, as they used to say in the war world. Okay.
You know, Terry, I'll tell you, I have had a couple really sour-faced mothers-in-law. You know, you took their baby, remember? And I don't care who you are walking in the door right off the bat. You've got, you know, some strikes against you. And the best thing, okay, Virgil, we can talk about that later. All right. And I completely lost. What was I just saying?
About mother-in-laws and, I don't know, what, throw a shoe out of their head or something, kick them in the ass.
Kill them with kindness. Be sweet as sugar or what? What do they say?
Sugar's about the sweetest you're going to get, isn't it? Maybe corn syrup, or you can get into some weird high fructose corn syrup, some real chemical stuff they use nowadays.
Be drippingly sweet where it's like almost sarcasm.
Yeah, there's a certain point when you do that it's actually having the negative effect. Unless you want to start a fight, sometimes you can be really nice, but you know, they know you're provoking a fight by being so nice. So if that's what you want to do, hey, you can do that.
But it hurts the husband.
I'm saying that if you get overly sweet sometimes, that will start a fight by itself because it's just too obvious. It's too obvious. Like, oh, boy, that is a great outfit. You know, sometimes it's like, all right, stop the bullshit there when you start getting, you know, over the top. Unless you're talking to like a retard or something.
Terry Sue, do you have to cook? Are you cooking a meal? I would love to know what's on the agenda with the mother-in-law.
Well, you can hold
and
that thought.
What's your beef with you? Yeah, you can.
Air code 520, Olisa.
You guys, I'm sorry I lost you. I kept trying to call back in, and I've been driving. How are you guys? I love your show. I'm listening to it.
Awesomeness. Yeah, I saw that you vanished off the list.
Yeah.
But I
no.
You know,
Jim cried. He said, Lisa,
I know.
I did. I dry humped a dog.
No, I was desperately trying to call back in. I was driving through some mountains, and then anyway, through the neighborhood, I thought, oh, the neighborhood, I should be able to get through, but now I'm finally at a place
where...
What
are you going? Where are you going?
Well, I was angry, and I got in the car, and I drove to a little bit out of town to go to a store I've been wanting to explore. So I was angry at the neighbor. We were supposed to, I don't know, miscommunication. So I went there and picked up some stuff and then came back and, yeah, so.
Okay, are you mad at the neighbor?
I don't know what I am. He confuses me. He's hard to deal with. And I told him that. I said, you're very difficult to deal with. And he came to dinner last night, and we had a nice dinner, and he stayed, you know, extra long time, and we had a pleasant talk, and he was hinting, you know, due to your coaching, Deb, I was picking up what he was hinting.
It's not always about sex.
No, but it's still fun and interesting.
Like the relationship. And
about
he,
about your relationship?
Yeah. And
Go ahead. I'll leave you alone. You go ahead.
No, it's okay. It's all right. Then he left, and then I said, we talked about it several days in a row. We were going to go out of town today, a very short distance to a junkyard that we both liked very much. And then last night I reminded him, he said he was going to go to farmer's market. And I said, well, after farmer's market, I'll go with you. I have some other work I have to do. And I said, just let me know. So he came, I don't know, he came back, I guess. I was up early doing my work, and I was exhausted. I've been exhausted. And so then I finally called him, and I said, is it still on? And then we just kept going back and forth, you know, and I said, I was waiting for you. And he said, I was waiting for you. And I said, you know, you're very hard to deal with. I said, you know, we had this set up and you were supposed to, he said, no, that's not what we said. And so we go back and forth. And I told him, I don't know. And then the place we're going to was closed. And I said, I said, well, I'm going to go by myself up the mountain and just reflect on things. And I know he wanted me to invite him, and I didn't want to, because I said, well, we could go tomorrow. And he said, oh, I'm going hiking with the property manager. And I said, well, I was just tired of inviting him, you know, And I wasn't going to say, you know, I'm not going to chase him around like a pit bulldog. And so I just said, okay, I'm leaving right now. I'm going to go reflect on the mountain. And I did not. You know, I just went to a place that I wanted to explore that I had invited him to a while back. But I was tired of, you know. And then I called him from where I was, and I was talking to him, and then he exploded at me. And he said, I'm just sitting in here looking at the four walls, and you're the only one I talked to. Well, whose fault is that? Not my fault. So, anyway.
Well, you know what? That's a really strange statement that he made, that he's staring at four walls because you're the only one he talks to.
He's exaggerating.
Yeah.
And then I was talking, I told him that there was a dude out in the back that I was going to talk to. It was a landscaper. I wanted to pick up some metal, rusty metal for plants, to pot them in the metal. And so I went to talk to that person, and I could feel him come out, and he was there, and I knew he was there, and he's, you know, trying to get my attention, and it's just a weird, I don't know, I'm too tired to be dealing with all this stuff.
Can't you see she's pooped?
Yeah.
Little blazing saddles. Early on, you said you guys like to go to junkyards. Is that a true statement?
We don't go every single minute of the day, 365 days of the year, or how many ever days. But I
want to know what is your definition of a junkyard?
Good question.
I was just going to describe it. It's a really cool place. A lot of people like it. It's just, you know, they do put it on shelves. It's out and you maybe in an old barn house and just stuff, you know. And I was looking, you can find whatever. I mean, you have to go through stuff. And
I got it. It's almost like that show, American Pickers.
I was just thinking that.
Where they have all sorts of crazy stuff.
Yeah, I haven't actually watched that show, but probably.
Well, that's,
yeah.
It sounds exactly like that. They go to some of these places because they like to find antiques that are worth a bazillion bucks. And some of these guys have antiques, they have cars, they have everything. But I got you. Because to my definition of a junkyard, it's a place full of nothing but junk cars that you get parts off of. That's my definition.
Yeah, flooding them, and, you know,
some of it is throw away. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So
I got you.
Yeah, okay. I'm in transition. You know, I'm just here trying to get stuff done. And I was in search of something like a teapot or something that I had. And,
anyway. All right, Deb, did you put the cards down?
I did, but I missed them, so I'm going to do them again.
Well, shame on you.
What do you want to know, Lisa?
Oh, God. What is the temperature of what's going on between us, I guess?
What is the flavor of the current relationship that they find themselves in, whether they like it or not?
I'm supposed to on November 14th, because that's his next medical appointment, and that's like a 2-hour drive one way. We have good times. We're in long trip. Whenever we're in the car together, we have great times together. We just have a lot of fun and we talk. Oh, it's just incredible. We really enjoy ourselves.
You guys should move into a vehicle together and just live together in a vehicle. Then you will be in heaven. I'm in heaven.
Heaven.
Nothing but motherfucking heaven. Yeah, trips are fun. They can be.
Unless you're in a rickety RV like we were.
No, you're just a big person.
Oh, God, it was horrifying.
God. I'll tell you what. Who was it horrifying for, Deb?
Me and the dog.
Or not the driver, though, right?
Why?
You folks realize that I almost got sent to the gas chamber for going the speed limit.
Why?
You got mad at me because you wanted me to go way below the speed limit. I was just going the goddamn speed limit, and she's bitching at me. She let that one go over. Go ahead.
Let's see this. He wants to work at the relationship with you, even though he often contradicts himself with what he says. So what I see here is you are here. You are always the queen of diamonds. Occasionally, like during the accident, you had a duality with queen of hearts, which made you like his nurse. You were taking care of him. You were compassionate. You know. So that for that time, you have that. Did you ever straighten out your debit card?
Yeah. Well, I mean, recently, there's no sign of any trouble. Why is that showing?
No, you mentioned that the last time she talked to you, she mentioned that you might see a little something.
Oh, no. You know, I was on the phone with all the institutions. Everything seems to be okay.
Okay, good.
Something showing in the cards?
No. I wanted to know because you were aware of that.
Yes,
remember,
she was just, yeah.
You chose to be proactive.
It was a follow-up question to see if.
So therefore,
Jesus Christ, help me, I told him the other night at dinner, I said, your animal totem, and I've told him this before, living next door to you is like living next door to a pet rattlesnake. I don't know if it's going to strike. I don't know if it's going to hurt me. I don't know what mood you're going to be in. And then your other animal totem is a bear. And so you're a growly, snaky bear. There you go.
What'd he say?
And then I said, my animal totem is just watching me listening. I said, my animal totem is a soft white rabbit because I'm easy to get along with.
Yeah, but you could get struck by a snake and murdered quickly.
Could eat the rabbit.
Actually, did you know what though? Did you ever see this video on the internet?
Of this rabbit
going after a snake.
Yes.
It chased that bitch right up a... That rabbit was pissed. It chased that snake up a tree. So I should say rabbits are not always docile, but go ahead. Back
that's what I say that tongue in cheek because I'm not always easy to get along. I know that.
Yeah, that was an awesome video. That's like old too, but it was great.
Those bunnies, they can really turn.
I must have had babies around or something. Because the thing would like go to strike the bunny and go boing. It would jump back so the snake could hit it. And then it went after the snake. And the snake's like, fuck that. I got to get out of here.
Okay, I got to tell you this. He wants to work with you, work at this relationship. But there's, I don't know what we would call this, kind of like a dichotomy maybe here. He also thinks he can never make you happy.
Never,
well, that's
ever,
not
ever.
True.
Well, I've heard this from men before. They'll say, hey, I love this wench to death, but I can't make her happy.
You know, the only unhappiness I have is this thing of when we set up plans, you know, and then he'll say, well, I was waiting for you. And I say, well, no, I was waiting for you. No, we said this. That's the only thing that makes me unhappy. That's the only thing. There's nothing else.
I'm telling you what he's thinking. Because these cards will share.
And maybe he can make you happy, not because of you, because of him.
Oh, right. That's what it is.
It's when somebody thinks that they say, I can't make you happy, it doesn't mean like because you're some kind of Queen Shiva on a pedestal. It means like, I'm not connecting maybe, right? I just can't do that. I'm missing the parts in my circuit board or something. It's not a thing about you necessarily. That's what I'm just saying. I don't have the cards. But I'm just saying. Because you were like, oh, no, he can make me happy. Well, maybe he can't on his end, not your
end. I have
end.
To make myself happy. I have to make myself happy.
Yes,
and
everybody
then,
has to do that. You can't rely on somebody else to do it, or you're going to fail. You will fail.
It falls into place. All I ask for is no cheating. That's all I ask for.
Well, I think you ask for a little more than that.
Well, I'm
like
just saying.
Truth. Well, and, you know.
All the integrity stuff, basically. She wants all the integrity stuff, yes. Truth, honesty.
Here's what I'm feeling intuitively when he's saying to himself, I can't make her happy. Here's what it is. Oh, God.
Maybe he doesn't want to do the work.
Jim just nailed it. He thinks you're high maintenance.
Well,
a lot of men would rather have a low maintenance.
Well, he probably thinks everybody's high maintenance because he'd rather not do any work, maybe.
Yeah, he wants you to just take whatever he throws you.
He probably wants some freaking chick that's got an IQ of 7.
Because you're a lot of effort. You read into everything.
And that's an effort. Now, remember, this is relative to his brain, not you. You probably aren't a lot of effort to the average person, but to this guy, you seem to be way more than he likes to put into a relationship.
Well, I don't know.
Your fault.
No.
Don't look at yourself like you got to change shit. No.
Listen, I have an ex-husband who was very honest with me, and he said, being with you made me realize I needed a dumb girl. I needed somebody who was stupid
and would come
to the door with my tape and slippers and be happy doing it.
And her knee pads on.
Basically. So he said, and that was why he did not mind divorcing me. And he was the one that put the divorce through. He said I was just too damn much work.
So what do you got for her? Why don't you summarize?
So, Deb, do you think Deb, is he wanting to resign from this?
No, but I hear their voice like you would be shattered if that came through in the cards.
I think there'd be two sides of that coin.
Yeah.
I think she'd be shattered, but half of her would be relieved because the stress would be gone.
Well, I don't know.
You don't know, right? No.
Today, going to the other town by myself, I like having the break. I don't like, he's very, you know, we kind of are like each other. We're both very high strung in a way.
Oh, and, I agree. You are.
And so, you know, he.
Sometimes that doesn't work out.
And
there
I've always told him.
I got to say a comment here sideways to Terry Sue. You ought to feed your mother-in-law when she comes, throw her a stale tuna sandwich and say, be gone, bitch. Because a woman that said what she said to you has no place in your
life. Everybody on the radio doesn't know what the fuck you're talking about. Nobody. It's like you just It's like you're Sybil. Remember that movie Sybil? It's like you just changed. Oh, yeah, this is Puerto Rico now, and I'm just going to start talking about the weather.
Okay.
Hey, today in Montana, there's snow coming out of the blue, you know?
You're right. The thing, here's the deal. Her mother-in-law is coming, and Terry Sue's going to start drinking in the morning because this woman is just pure evil. When Terry Sue lost her baby, the mother-in-law said, well, you don't deserve one anyway. And I'm just paraphrasing here. So that is a horrible human being.
There are many out there.
Yeah, and you can stand up for yourself. And maybe your husband needs that. All right, back to this.
Yeah, the one that's on the phone. We might want to keep going there.
He is making assumptions about you now, Lisa. And I want you to know, under Sure to Come True are two men who will absolutely adore you. There's a blonde one here, or light-haired, light-complected, that he would make money with you.
Money.
The other one is a king of spades, and he would truly give his heart to you, and neither one of them are the neighbor. The neighbor is, you could stand on your head to him, and I don't think he'd appreciate it.
You know what? That guy that's blonde, that light color, is he the one I know now because we work together now?
Yes.
We've talked about it before.
But you said you can't get involved with him because he's your brother.
Yeah, wasn't a conflict of interest due to brother?
Exactly. I told him that too. I said, this is what my brother does. And so, you know, as far as I know, we're cool with it.
You know, sometimes those conflict of interest things, it's a big gamble. Sometimes it works out, though. Sometimes it doesn't. So that's a whole different ballgame.
Well,
what do you got here?
That's what I want you to know.
You have to ask her a question.
Is you're not going to be alone. Now, I got to ask you this question.
It's your turn to answer.
If you could change your life, what would it be? And we'll look at it and see if, you know.
Go back as far as you want.
Yeah, you can go back
to. You can go back to your freaking childhood.
But you don't see him walking away the neighbor, right?
No, I do not. I see him wanting to work on it.
Is this the only thing you can obsess with in your entire life? Is
that's
this guy?
Well, because, yeah, you're
she's
right.
Trying to ask.
I mean, I'm sorry. You know, I live next door to him. I wish I didn't live next door to him.
But you could
but,
move.
You know,
don't ask. Don't wish for
well,
something.
Well, maybe, you know what? Maybe my next wad of cash, I'll really try hard to find some place. I mean, I have changed my life. I know what I would do. God, I know what I would do.
What?
I know what I would do. I was at the university for a very long time, but I would have been at the university right out of high school and stayed at university.
Yeah.
Because you know what?
Yep.
Hey, Dad, you know what? This is
what?
Everything is there at the university. Academics, social life, sweetheart life, you can find everything there. I would have gotten my degree in an area that I was really wanting. I got my degree in another area, but So that's what I would have done. I would have, right out of high school, I would have stayed there. I would have married. I could go down that path. I really don't want to because then I get sad. And because I'm doing okay.
But you know what? You were meant to take the path you're taking or you would have. It's like Virgil said many moons ago. He said he wishes he had been an officer, I believe he said, in the Royal Navy. But it would have happened if that was the direction he was meant to take.
And as you do the cards, we go back to the movie, The Butterfly Effect.
Yeah, it might have been bad.
Everything, you could have chosen that path. It sounds great, and it might not have worked out for one reason or the other.
I wanted to become a professional broadcaster. But back in the day, you had to be really pretty. And they told me, why waste your money?
And most of them still are now.
Most of them are.
Even the military said, honey, you just don't have
90% of them still are like models. The
they
females.
Are.
Yeah. They're not all of them, but 90% of them.
Oh, you know, but they're pieces of, I don't mean to put human beings down, but I have no patience for any of them. It's all entertainment. It's not Howard Cronkite serious news. I can't even say his name.
No.
You know, it's all entertainment. No. I mean, I saw something on social media where Hoda is dressed in some fucking costume. Who has the patience for that? You know, I mean, it's so watered down, and they don't even use proper English, and none of those people do. It's so disgusting.
It was what I wanted, but you know what? It wasn't meant to be.
Well, you would have been the belle of the ball.
I don't think I have to on this one. She wishes she'd gone to college right after high school. I did too. You want to know what held
you don't,
me
why
back?
Why did you do college for you?
Why? What held me back?
Yeah.
I was afraid to register. Everybody had told my nickname was Dumb Debbie back in the day. I tripped going upstairs, you know.
Well, it's better to trip going up than trip going down.
I tripped over curbs. And I figured I was too stupid for college. But, you know, you I want to tell you, I don't have to read your cards because it's going to show an entirely different path. That is gone now. You're on the path you're supposed to be. And I told you what the future holds. You're going to end up on, she's going to end up on the coast. She's going to run a, I see it as a 3-4 story building. It's like a brick building. And she's going to empower and give jobs to like, what do they call them? Like disabled women. It's going to be for minorities.
Hey, Deb.
Will I
be like the Wizard of Oz, princess with the wand and the crown on my head and the big ball ground, and then I'll touch the ladies on their shoulders, left shoulder and right shoulder, and I'll say, your wish is granted.
Well, I'm going to tell you what.
That was and a good witch, wasn't
you
it?
You remember me, because this is, I told you, it's down
I'm
the road.
I'm teasing you. I'm teasing
but
you.
Remember,
I know.
Somebody's going to write a story about you, and they're going to use the name Cinderella in it. I honestly believe that. Displaced homemakers, you're going to give women a whole new start in whatever this business is. So your message is just the same as that lady Wendy who calls us up. Right in her first reading, I said, oh, my goodness, you have a mission. You know, you have a calling on your life, and it's to become an advocate and a champion for others. And what is she always doing? Fighting for rights, fighting for, you know, being, anyway, she's doing it. So,
yeah.
Well, don't worry about him. He's not going anywhere. I always said it would be you leaving him.
Well, but sometimes you've seen him going the other way.
I have, but you know what? Remember this. When you don't fully have, you know, you don't have somebody completely, what happens? It's like your desire gets bigger. What are we doing? Are you tapping something?
Oh,
just
God,
sending,
I'm so sorry.
That's true. Not me. I'm not doing anything.
I'm so sorry. You know what it is? I'm sitting in a car and I'm sweating bullets. I haven't opened the door. So I opened the door very briefly. I don't want the wasp to come in and bite me, sting me.
You didn't want to run your car and turn the AC on?
Because I think it creates background noise.
Oh.
Okay. I don't think it would have, but all right.
I'm just saying that. Desire gets stronger. The frustration and everything accelerates when you can't fully have somebody. And if you could have had him right last October, I don't know if you'd still be interested.
So what does that mean? What is the philosophy on that statement you just made?
Okay.
That this is better this way?
No, it was just,
I'm just saying,
it's just an observation.
Oh, okay.
Unrequited love.
But there's a point where you say, fuck it.
That's what you eventually
there is
do.
That point.
Yeah.
There, I mean, humans, unless you were like some kind of science fiction character, humans at some point say, fuck it on things. especially when you're older, you know, hey, my clock, I'm not 16. I'm not going to sit and run this bullshit marathon with this asshole for a while. Not her, I'm saying in general. Anybody that has a relationship that doesn't seem to go anywhere and you want it to go somewhere, at a certain point, you're like, well, screw this. I'm not going to stay on this train to nowhere. I got to get off and find a better train.
And usually it's somebody else coming along.
I guess that makes it easier to transition, yes.
And then it's that paradigm shift.
Yes.
Away from want and longing and yearning into something fulfilling and beautiful and wonderful.
And then what happens after that? After that, you look at yourself and say, what the hell was I thinking?
That's exactly
all humans do that. They're like, Jesus God, what a waste of time that was. But you know what? It's a small little piece of the life. We have a lot of years left still.
Yeah.
But you're always like, what was I thinking? My head was in my buttocks, apparently. Why was I doing that for 1 year, 2 year, whatever, 6 months? Why was I chasing this nothing thing?
That's
not what I'm saying. Us in general, we all have done it.
Honestly, comes to the party with you and is ready to commit and engage in all these things for intimacy, I think it's going to be too late. You'll be with somebody else. And there was another client of mine long term, and she was so crazy about this guy that he was very much like your neighbor in ways, except he would come and bang the shit out of her, okay? And she thought it was love. And he would use the word love. And I said, you know what? He's going to want to come back to you one day, and there's going to be another man standing right behind you. And that other man's going to say, he's mine now. Get along with you. And that's exactly what has happened. And I feel that we're on that same kind of track.
And usually when the people do that thing where they're like, oh my God, I lost her, I'm ready now. They're not really ready. They're just pissed off that they blew it.
I think so too.
It's an ego thing. If you went back to them, they would turn right. They're not going to change. Nobody's going to change at that point. Nobody's changing. We get to a certain age where you're really not changing.
Look at what happened with Matthew Perry. It's all in his book.
We're not dead.
But yeah, he stated, I can't stay in a relationship with a woman because that love gets too scary. Go ahead.
I saw that caption on social media that he's a quote from him. And of course, you know, a lot of us on the planet can think of someone that we know that expresses is like that. I thought of all your readings with the neighbor next door.
Well, Matthew Perry I just saw his list of women that were gaga over him. Julia, what's her name? Julia. The big cheese, Julia something. She was in Pretty Woman, Julia. And many others. They were all beautiful. They were all involved in either acting or somewhere in the industry. Julia Roberts, thank you, or I wouldn't have slept tonight.
Well, I figured it was somebody not as obvious. No. That's why I didn't throw that
up
there.
Even those beautiful women, he said he'd reach a point, and your neighbor may have reached that, where he can't step over that small obstacle. So Matthew Perry never married. He never had any kind of long-term relationship because it got to that going to the next level and he couldn't do it. And boy, that sure makes me wonder where that's from. You know, boy.
We're planning this trip where he has to do a medical appointment and it's 2 hours one way. And he thought that he needed to take a hotel room near the medical facility. So he was setting that all up and he said, it was going to require staying overnight. And I was thinking, what the hell was he going to do with me? Because I'm coming along.
Apparently, he assumes you're going to stay with him. And I'm wondering what kind of stage he's setting there.
But necessary. It turned out it wasn't necessary that he got wrong information. So it can be a one-day thing. But I thought, what the hell was he thinking in his head? What was he going to do with me? because I'm coming along.
Well, you know, you just stick you in a closet somewhere. No big deal.
Well, what I always get in your
car. Trunk of the car. There's lots of room.
There's a running thread in your cards that you are at his mercy. And I think that instead he should be at your mercy of your choices, what you choose to do to keep him or not keep him or, you know. I mean, yeah. And people are saying on Facebook, you should write a book. I think it would be a good book, too.
I thought it was a sitcom.
Yeah, the Tater Tot Mystery.
But it might not. Well, now it's not as funny. It was a lot funnier back a year ago when around Thanksgiving and Christmas. It was very funny. Well, you know, it could be a comedy drama.
It could.
Comedy,
you know,
drama, not just comedy.
And you know they are wide open for scripts. I've been reading that, you know, but of course we have to settle the actor and writers. What do you call it? They're settled.
That's a settled, right?
Yeah, they're strike. You know, they're not allowed to work until it's settled.
Oh, really? I thought it was settled.
Yeah, they did settle, too. But I don't follow it.
Well, Terry Sue, what is the old saying? Money is the root of all evil. So, she made a comment.
All right.
She doesn't believe that all celebrities die the way that they're portrayed, like in the media.
Well, I don't think the world's full of
Matthew Perry may have died naked in bed, tied to a four-poster with 9 naked girls all over him. That's how he died.
Wow. And he couldn't take it. It was too much.
Or they couldn't take him.
I look at it the other way.
What?
There are so many people looking for dirt. You don't really hide dirt that well anymore. If some crazy shit like that went down, people would find out.
Well, do you notice how very, very few people will sue the National Enquirer for having leaked?
Because they have top caliber detectives.
They do have multiple verified sources typically.
That's why they don't go to court anymore because, like Jimbo said, they do.
And then it gets to that little slippery slope. There's a lawsuit. It's like, I don't have to reveal my sources because that's freedom of speech, confidentiality. So it gets tough to take people like that to court.
It does. Who's just said something?
Remember that? Wasn't that, who was it? Was that Oral Roberts that took freaking the Hustler guy to court?
He made some
funny cartoon about him.
And
he got off on that. The lawsuit got thrown out.
Catherine, just to answer you, she wants to know the truth about how Marilyn died.
Marilyn who?
Google Marilyn Monroe. Not Marilyn Manson or anybody.
Marilyn, I don't fucking know.
Yeah,
there's lots of Marilyns out there.
Do a Google search for a lodge that was owned at a time with Frank Sinatra and a bunch of others and some of the, I'm not going to say it right.
The mafia paid her, what was it, $1 million or $2 million? And then there was a story afterwards, after her death, what she went through to get that money. And there were pictures. Men actually saw and reported what she had to go through, the torture she had to go through, physical and mental torture.
Well, here's the thing is that she was up there. The resort is called, or it was, Calneva, Calneva. And it's right on the border of California and Nevada.
Imagine that being called Calneva.
Up there. Over a weekend, and on Monday she planned to do a press conference where she was going to tell that she's been having an affair with both Robert and John Kennedy. And that girl didn't live through the rest of the weekend. I guess Frank Sinatra stuck her on a plane and shot her back. And those pictures, those mafia guys got into her bungalow at the resort. They stripped her naked, and they were riding her like she was a horse.
All facts in the Library of Congress here.
Well, apparently, Frank Sinatra, he paid for the negatives. But if you read up on this, a lot of it makes sense.
Now, so she, true. Those, I, those photos are floating around on the internet, and those stories, they're being reported. Yeah, for sure.
And you know, the doctor, his name was something like Greenlee or something. The doctor, the psychiatrist, he went there that night that she was home before she died, and they say he gave her an injection or he stuck something up her poop chute that overdosed her.
Who are they? Who in the fuck is they said? They said, you know what? Let me type some shit on the internet, too. I believe some aliens probed her to death. You know, I'll just type that out. They said a UFO came down and did things to her.
Well, Rachel, you could be right, too. Rachel says she feels they stuck a needle under her ribs and poisoned her. And Rachel's highly psychic. So, and Jim,
well,
I just got to tell you. The conjecture.
Yeah, that was that
because
was
you could spend 17 you could spend your entire life talking about all the bullshit stories that are out there. There's no facts behind them. Well,
yeah,
they said oh my god, she had spiders coming out of her poop chute or something. What in the hell? There's only a couple, there's very few people that know the real truth, and they're probably all dead.
Probably now.
All fucking dead by now.
Yeah, probably by now.
We know for a fact the one victim, she was dead then. And then the two brothers, they're dead that were banging her supposedly, you know, and then, So a lot of dead people here.
Well, you know, I just want to know why we talk about it. Why does it take a resurgence every year? Why don't we celebrate something else? Or not celebrate, but why don't we dig the bones on something else that would be more of a historical learning for us?
Like what?
I don't know why they still keep talking about this shit either. I have no clue.
Before we quit, I wanted to ask our UK folks. My sister.
Remember, you're not
me,
on the. You got to get that arrow.
Let me get off there. My sister has told me today that I need to watch the. Oh, what was it called again? Peaky Blinkins, or one of you will say it. But she said it's fantastic. And I wondered if any of you had watched it.
Some show called Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders.
But I don't know.
And, Catherine said Blinders.
Mm-hmm.
My sister said that it's so good you'll start talking with that dialect. So I just wanted to know before we end our night. And
no, I'm just... It's
yeah,
just that
you're right.
It comes up, you know, what Kennedy did
and Monroe
and Jacqueline. And I'm thinking, you know, wouldn't it be nice if we could just, and the kids themselves before his son died, JFK Jr., and his sister, they also got on ABC, Good Morning America, or whatever it's called, 1,000 years ago. And they said, can we talk about something else, you know, during this time, the anniversary of, like, Profiles in Courage or whatever books they've written. Those were pretty smart people.
I thought it was Kennedy who wrote Profiles in Courage. I don't know.
Yes, you're right. You're right. He did. I was just throwing that out. I was throwing whatever would stick to the wall.
Yeah, that's right. Usually it's a booger.
I mean, Marilyn Monroe rubbing her hands down the shiny gown. How many more, and singing happy birthday to him. How many more times do we have to hear that?
She had me sewn into that dress, and she could not take it down. That's how tight it was.
Yeah.
Well, that was a long time, too. Nowadays, they can make them tight, but they can actually sit down.
True.
Yeah, they're
stretchy.
Yeah, different. They're a lot smarter now and putting a little extra fabric in the right place.
I mean, I've been out with girlfriends. I was out with girlfriends years and years and years ago, and they were up there on the stage. I don't know. Everybody was dancing, and they were performing that, and everybody knew it was Marilyn. I mean, we just have it so embedded in our brain. You know what I've heard, that there are women that will be flown out to the Middle East somewhere where men will pay. Those are native-born men. and they'll pay for them to come for a weekend or whatever. They'll pay like $100,000, and then those women will be returned to this country, and they barely have a brain cell left in their head.
From the drugs and what?
Well, I don't know what they do to them. For $100,000 for a weekend, you know, so I don't know what they do to them.
Oh, I'm sure they put all the hookers or the prostitutes on a plane. Those rich Saudi guys. Saudi?
And for $100,000, you know, for a weekend of whatever, and then you get flown back to this country and you don't have a brain cell left.
Well, you know what? I can't feel sorry for them. Because if money talks that much to them, then they get what they deserve.
We don't know how many brain cells they had when they flew.
Yeah, right. We don't. And I have read, now, you know what, this could be really bad journalism, but I have read that over there, in order to marry one of these sheikhs, whatever they call these guys, that you have to eat a bowl of his.
Oh, for God's sake. Here we go. This is what they said. They say these things. This is the they said again.
Who do you love him?
Hey, God help me. How far behind are they on the rent when they do that?
Oh, my God. I have read books in the past where the madam would call up, and this was not a fiction story, but she'd call up and she'd say, hey, do you think you could take a bowel movement with this client of mine? Oh, I don't know, maybe. And she said, well, eat some bananas and get your ass over there. He's willing to pay a lot of money for you I don't even want to say it. It's like in the movie The Help, eat my shit. Okay. That was amazing.
It's not far removed from what's-her-face. What was that big, fat, giant singer that went overseas and she had she's black, and she had other black performers eating bananas after they'd stick it up their wahoo, and then they took her to court.
Lizzo.
Yeah. Wow, that's the same kind of crap.
Yeah, here, eat this, or you lose your job after they take it out of the girl's hoo-ha on stage. Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't.
Oh, God. How much money were they getting paid?
Well, that's a good question, isn't it?
There was no shotguns involved, so I don't really give a shit.
Look who's now going down that road of sexual harassment and assault. Five women, Russell Brand. And frankly, I think he gets whatever he deserves.
I know who the fuck that is.
Oh, wow.
He's horrible.
Wow.
You know, yeah.
On the other one, that famous singer, the stars are coming out and say, or people that were 17 are accusing him of, who's that famous singer? He looks horrible today. He has long hair and really deep wrinkles. A rock singer, I forget. He's on social media and he's being accused now. Young people are coming out, or people that were 17 are saying he assaulted them.
And you know what gets me, though? There's no proof. You know, every female can jump on a bandwagon without the proof. You know? So I don't know. I don't know. It's a strange world, people. So, Lisa, I think that he is trying to stay on the same page with you. All right. And I don't know if he was being serious about that. My feeling about the hotel room is I think he wanted maybe just get your reaction. And you're quiet. Yeah. All right.
Well,
I'm burnt the fuck out on this talk.
Okay.
I don't even know where the hell we went. I have no idea where we just went.
You know, we women don't need sporting, you know, things to look at on TV like you guys do. We just sit together and talk about media stuff. You know, who in Hollywood.
Guess what, though? I'm not a chick. And I'm stuck here, and there's no sports on, and you're talking about, well, they said, and they said. Oh, they. Hey. We all know who they is. They, yes, they said.
Well, I think a lot of it is the journalists and the ones that record the history as they know it.
There's they again.
As they know it, yeah.
That was they.
So.
That was actually an old science fiction movie or series, wasn't it? They?
Yeah.
90s, 80s, some kind of weird science fiction. I never actually watched it. It was called They, wasn't it?
And now they got a Madonna book out. I wonder what kind of crap is in that. Yeah, Rachel in Australia says, we talk about everything and everyone, and we are they. So it's interesting and fun. You know, that's what we do. Between men, with men, you know.
Maybe men. Yeah.
That's why there's whiskey. And bars to get run into. And bars to run through and hide.
Drive me to drink.
It is indeed. It is indeed.
Well, you guys go for the low-hanging fruit. That doesn't bother us because that says a lot about you. Okay. Yeah, it says a lot about you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't need my chick. I just want this slutty little ugly thing over here, you know. And we just laugh.
Yeah, you all laugh. Indeed,
yeah, Rachel
you do.
Says, us are them, Jim. That
right.
Almost sounds ominous. Like, ooh, us are them.
Well, then you be them. Them away. Have fun being them. Them. Be them.
Are you quoting Arnold Schwarzenegger as he flipped the big one to the housekeeper?
Oh, there's one. Yeah, and that kid looks just like him.
Oh, my God.
Boy, that's a walking paternity test right there.
Well, and now they're twins. They hang out together. They work out together.
Sure, and I accept the housekeeper did better than Shriver. What's her name? Nancy
Maria Shriver. Maria Shriver. Such a lady. Oh,
well,
she believed in Arnold.
My grandma had a saying, you be a lady at the table and you be a whore in bed.
And be Marilyn in the bed.
Be a whore in the bed. Erden, you're here just in time. We're talking about whores and, I don't know, ladies. Well, Virgil, I think that's a wonderful sentiment from your grandfather. Grandfather said, I would prefer to be rich and happy than poor and sad. Huh? What do you do with that? I don't know.
Isn't that pretty?
You know, my grandma used to say, well, she was a dirty bird in her 70s. She would say, if you got to screw him good. Screw him. Screw him the best screw of his life.
I don't know what else I can do, Deb.
And yet, how many, we get feedback that says, I love your shows, you and Jimbo, you know. I think they like when we go off the track.
I'm trying to tell you about the time, though. I've been trying to tell you.
Yeah. Well, everybody, they're going to make me go now. They.
Okay.
Those they. Please, you are amazing. I want to see you someday. All right, everybody, remember, it's for Vlog Talkers. You will be at the pool on Monday. That's 6 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Yeah.
Not everybody's
there. And don't you go away.
That's right. Vlog Talk only. Goodbye.